The FT.
If Iran and the world powers reach a nuclear deal by the end of June and international sanctions are removed, Iran's tech sector will be a big focus of attraction for foreign investors. Hundreds of Iranian startups are meeting members of the Silicon Valley-based expatriate community in Berlin this week to prepare for the day when sanctions are lifted. The three-day iBridges conference will be the biggest gathering of Iranians outside their country since the Islamic Revolution sparked a massive brain drain in 1979. I'm Najmeh Bozorgmehr, Financial Times correspondent in Tehran, and I went to the offices of some leading startups in Tehran, where I saw talented young men and women eager to join the modern global economy. Hesam Armandehi, 29-year-old founder of Cafe Bazaar, an app store with 20 million users and more than 100 staff, is one of those going to Berlin. His business has grown rapidly, despite sanctions. If they were removed, things could get tougher in the short term. But over the long term, it would benefit Iran's tech sector, he says.
توی ایران ما دسترسی به خیلی خدماتی که توسط شرکت‌های آمریکایی اروپایی ارائه میشه نداریم. فرضاً ما راه حل نرم‌افزاری فایروال خودمون
باید. In Iran, we don't have access to many services that American and European companies provide. For instance, we have to make our own firewall software ourselves and cannot use the ones available internationally. With the lifting of sanctions, in the short term our work may become more difficult and competitive, but in the long term we'll become stronger. Perhaps our IT sector will move out of the early stage where it is now, and we'll be able to think also about selling to foreign markets.
Iranians inside the country are hoping to see the experience and wealth of the diaspora to help shift Iran's economy from an oil-dependent 20 million users and more than 100 staff is one of those going to Berlin. His business has grown rapidly, despite sanctions. If they were removed, things could get tougher in the short term. But over the long term, it would benefit Iran's tech sector, he says.
توی ایران ما دسترسی به خیلی خدماتی که توسط شرکت‌های آمریکایی و اروپایی ارائه میشه نداریم. فرضاً ما راه حل نرم‌افزاری فایروال خودمون باید.
In Iran, we don't have access to many services that American and European companies provide. For instance, we have to make our own firewall software ourselves and cannot use the ones available internationally. With the lifting of sanctions, in the short term our work may become more difficult and competitive, but in the long term we'll become stronger. Perhaps our IT sector will move out of the early stage where it is now, and we'll be able to think also about selling to foreign markets.
Iranians inside the country are hoping to see the experience and wealth of the diaspora to help shift Iran's economy from an oil-dependent economy. Insist there is a long way to go to bring Iran's tech companies up to international standards.
We have serious challenges in the tech sector, especially in terms of regulations and human resources. The tech sector is still far from being an important part in Iran's economy, and due to the potential of the country, there is a big space to grow. Lifting the sanctions could result in a massive growth and a big opportunity for companies like us. I believe that the expat community and the foreign investors can for sure help us in the mentorship as well as funding the local companies.
President Hassan Rouhani's centrist government has supported the tech sector to help generate jobs in a country with a high level of education among young people, but also a high unemployment rate.
Mr. Qasimzadeh again.
The new government has a positive approach towards knowledge-based companies because of their role in creating new jobs. For instance, the government has tripled internet bandwidth over the past 2 years that acts like oxygen in electronic services. And to empower end users, government has strongly supported penetration of mobile broadband, which has helped the number of smartphone users to reach a record number of 40 million, half of Iran's population. This creates a great market opportunity for startups and investors.
Sanctions have nevertheless slowed down the sector's growth. Mohammad Javad Shakuri Muqaddam, 32, founder of Apparat, modeled after YouTube, says sanctions have cost his startup a lot.
تحریم‌ها قطعاً بر سرعت و هزینه رشد شرکت‌های نظیر ما تأثیر جدی داشته.
Sanctions have definitely affected costs and growth of companies like ours very seriously. In technical issues, the costs of research and development have increased a lot, and probably the results do not correspond to international standards. But of course, sanctions have also had positive impacts, like domestic groups feel the need to be more resilient and creative.
This self-reliance has fostered local innovation and creativity and has led some to suggest that Tehran could become a regional tech hub once sanctions are lifted. But Mr. Armandehi from Cafe Bazaar has his doubts.
ولی این که بخوایم بگیم تهران میتونه پتانسیل اینو داره که در کوتاه مدت تبدیل به برلین که در اروپا شاید بشه قطب استارتاپ های اروپا.
It's still too early to say Tehran has the potential to turn into a base for startups in the Middle East, like Berlin is in Europe, because a lot needs to be done. Infrastructure needs to be improved, while tax and financial regulations need to be clarified.
What is clear is that Iran's tech market is one of the world's biggest untapped markets, with a young tech-savvy population fascinated with smartphones. It will undoubtedly be one of the main sectors to watch once sanctions are lifted. This is Najma Bozorgmehr reporting for the Financial Times in Tehran.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.